Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say happy in Chinese. We have Dean Onish with us. Hi, Dean. 你好.
Hi, Xiaolan.
Right. I know you are a doctor and physician. And as a doctor, do you practice the surgery?
That's how I got interested in doing the work I'm doing, was learning how to do heart surgery.
Right.
The problem is we would cut people open, we'd bypass their clogged arteries.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor I was working with would tell the patient they were cured, and more often than not, they would go home and eat junk food, smoke cigarettes, not manage stress, not exercise. The new arteries would clog up, we'd cut them open again, sometimes multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, bypass surgery became a metaphor of an incomplete approach. And so I developed an approach over the last 40 years to say, let's treat the cause of the problem,
yep,
not just bypass it. And the cause are really the lifestyle choices that we make. Eat well, move more, stress less, and love more.
Mm-hmm.
And being happy is a big part of that. Study after study have shown that people who are depressed and sad and lonely are 3 to 10 times more likely to get sick and die prematurely than those who have a sense of love and connection and community, of all causes. And I don't know anything, including diet or smoking, that has that powerful an effect.
Mm-hmm.
So the time that we spend with our friends and family is as important as what we do. And in China, I was there a year and a half ago speaking in Dalian at the World Economic Forum. And I was sad to learn that not only is the diet change, where people are in China are starting to eat like us and live like us and die like us, but the family structures and the sense of communities is often getting disrupted as well. You know, it used to be just like here in the U.S. 50 years ago, we'd have 2 or 3 generations of people living together. There was an extended family, a job that felt secure, a church or synagogue people went to, a neighborhood with 2 or 3 generations of people. And now in the U.S., that's more the exception. And now it's happening in China as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for people to know that the time that you spend with your friends and family and loved ones,
yep,
isn't something that's a luxury that you do after you've done all the important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That it is the important stuff.
Right. Yeah, it is. And then it's interesting when you talk about the bypass surgery, you open people's heart. And at the same time, when you say open someone's heart in English, that also means you confess to people, you show the honesty and you show the sincerity.
Yes.
You know how to say happy in Chinese? We say 开心. 开心, that means open the heart.
I love it.
So that could be the real, literal opening heart bypass surgery, or that means you are happy. You open your heart, therefore you are happy.
That's right. Kai xin.
Kai xin. Kai is to open. So when you say open the door, kai men, men is the door. Kai, open the door.
Love it.
Kai xin.
Kai xin.
Xin is the heart.
The reason why that's important is that it turns out that anything that brings us together is healing. Even the word healing in English comes from the word to make whole. You know, yoga,
oh,
the Sanskrit, to yoke, to unite, to bring together.
Yes.
You can only be intimate with someone to the degree that you are emotionally open and vulnerable to them.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you open your heart to them. And so when I open my heart to you,
yes,
that's very healing, as well as being very fun.
It is, yeah. And there's a chemistry and the exchange between two people. When they open their hearts, therefore they are happy.
That's right.
Okay.
And not only happy, but healthy as well. One follows the other.
Yeah. And so to say very happy, we say 好开心.
好开心.
好开心. 心 is the first tone, so it's flat. 心.
好开心.
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 好开心. 心 is the heart. So we say 开心. Very happy is 好开心. And if we want to say someone is very sad, we say 伤心.
伤心.
伤心. 心 is still the heart. 伤, that means injured. The injured heart. So I'm very sad. 伤心.
So would I say 好伤心 if I was very sad?
Oh yeah, 好伤心, that means very, very sad. 好伤心. But we are not very sad.
No.
We just need to recognize how to say it.
I am very 好开心.
好开心. Yes, I'm 好开心 that you can join us in our show and share the tips to stay healthy and happy.
Thank you so much. You're doing such a great service for everyone.
好开心. Thank you so much, Dean, for sharing your wisdom. And this is so important. I think it's a great movement now. People recognize there's no point chasing money, status, power. And in fact, if we are not healthy or happy.
Exactly. And when we can love more, when we can love ourselves, we have more love to give others.
Exactly.
When we forgive and have compassion, it frees them and us at the same time.
Yeah.
Also, go to our website. It's www.ornish.com, O-R-N-I-S-H.com. Everything on there is free. There's a lot of information that can help your listeners.
Hey, thank you for opening your heart with us, and that makes us very happy. 好开心, is the same word, 开心, you open the heart, and then you are happy.
谢谢。
And thank you very much, Dean, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we open our heart and been very happy. 开心. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Dean. 好开心。